Hey everybody, today's show is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Go to tweakedaudio.com, use the code IDS for 33% off, free shipping worldwide, and lifetime warranty.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
Down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep. I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
Down I'm in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
And I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it.
What's going on, good people? It's your man, Big B, welcoming you back to another edition of the In Deep Show. IDS for all you hip cats. As always, all you people know, I do not do this show alone. I have my crew with me today. Today, my crew consists of the Doctor.
What's up, y'all? Y'all know how I do it. Ready to turn up and get it going.
Everybody, please stand to your feet and all hail the queen.
Hey, welcome, everybody. Thank you for listening and sharing the show.
All right. And if you have any precious jewels on, if you just want to just tuck your wallet in your sock right now, riding out with us today, we got my man, Big Mike.
What's up? What's up?
What's going on, peoples?
How you feel?
Well, first of all, let's talk about Mr. Mike. How are you doing, sir?
What's up, brother? I'm doing great.
All right.
Thanks
all
for
right.
having me.
No doubt. No doubt. No doubt.
Appreciate you.
Why don't you tell the people a little bit about yourself and why the hell you here?
Well, I've heard so much about your show, and I've always been curious about it, and I was fortunate enough to have you invite me down, so I was in the neighborhood, so I figured I'd stop by, and I'm glad I did.
That's what's up. Thank you for coming.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Now, Queen, you listen to podcasts.
I do.
Do people really get down like that? Just, you know.
Open the doors.
Just open the doors and just rock out with your cock out.
Nah, just the crew.
just
the crew right here. I'll tell
you, the IDS crew never ceases to amaze.
Really?
We just
like that.
We just do things, man. And I, you know.
You know what?
Okay. Sometimes I get a little bit touchy, you know. Because
calm down.
It's in his heart.
Mm-hmm.
How was everybody's weekend?
Too short.
How about that?
As always, you know. I'd say. Let me see. I didn't do too much, man, on Saturday, I didn't do too much. But Sunday, me and the missus took Kayla and her bestie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, to the circus.
Wait, you left the house?
Yeah, I left the house. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I left the house. And they forced me to. Because, I mean, it was
Juneteenth?
It was. Oh, you know what?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Stop it.
Sorry. But anyway, it was Kayla really talked me into it, you know, because she was like, "Daddy, you never go anywhere with us. You always like to stay in the house." And you know, whenever I hear something from her, I'm like, "Ah,
okay.
I guess I'll put my pants on."
Man.
Yeah, you know,
Daddy, you never go and help Uncle B clean up the house and the yard and stuff.
Yeah, you can't go anywhere with us. Yeah. But man, we had a good time.
Wait, where was the circus?
At the DC Armory.
Okay, so that was good because somebody else said that was really hood and they will never go back.
You know,
I was like, was it the Universal No.
They said no. It was Warner Brothers.
Okay. They just said it was, ugh.
Warner Brothers or Ringling Brothers?
No, Ringling Brothers won't be. Ringling Brothers is in Baltimore right now.
Oh, okay.
I think they coming next week or something like that. Mm. But it was okay.
Okay.
I mean, to be at the Armory, they only had one ring. You know, the Ringling Brothers usually have three. I can see where they kind of got the hood.
I grew up in that show.
And the Universal Soul has a semicircle?
Yeah, the one, the Armory.
Ooh, the Armory? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
It was okay. I mean, it was like, I mean, you know, Ringling Brothers gives it to you. Gives you the three rings.
Right.
You know, but Warner Brothers, they give you one ring.
They on a budget.
Yeah. Okay. You know, they trying to get it up. They might have two rings next year. I don't know. You know.
Clowns be homeless people that was outside asking for money. Mm-hmm.
The clowns were little Spanish dudes. Enrique and Jose.
Oh, okay. How you know they were?
I'm saying, what kind
Spanish
of racist shit is that?
Right.
Okay. How many brothers you know, Jose and Enrique names?
Enrique Black.
Right. See,
he wasn't black though.
He had makeup on. You know what he really was.
Right. This one said,
was he white and red, motherfucker?
Right. I mean, did they say it was Jose the clown or Enrique the clown, or they're just clowns?
They were just clowns.
So how'd you know they were Latino?
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Right.
Well, anyway.
And the racist meter just froze.
Right. But you know what, though? You know what we missed?
Did it get
we
out
were
of
late.
Rider
we
or
on
something?
CP time. Ooh. Oh! You're getting ready.
You said lowrider clown car. That is rude.
Right.
You know what? Yep. Boom, boom.
And it was like eight of them got out of the car.
And that's what I was saying. It was like 12 of them got out of the car, but it really wasn't that phenomenal. We see that. In the
okay. Here y'all go.
Years of Brian Muro, though.
We see that.
Right. They give me stars.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hola out there
this
to my amigos.
This is what they do.
Speedy, I'm hungry. I want some chicken. Oh! I'm sorry.
See, Mike's right on there.
You just added, I was not including you in this, but I see you want to be a part. Okay.
Real smooth.
Mm-hmm. I apologize.
Oh, check this out, though. Kayla brought home 4 free tickets.
Oh.
Right.
Nice.
Right. That was nice, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Wrong.
Oh, okay.
Wrong. They were just for the kids. So, you know, we got our tickets. We get up to the door and everything. We got, you know, it's 4. You know, I'd ask how many of. Oh, it's 4 of us. We got 4 tickets. Excuse me, ma'am. Those are just for kids.
Ooh.
Ah.
Wait,
okay.
Y'all didn't read them or?
No, we
just assumed it.
Free tickets to Headbam.
Okay.
This African American moment was brought to you by the Indie Show, where black people don't
but
read
anyway,
shit.
Anyway, yeah, no shit, no shit. But anyway.
So how much did you have to pay?
$30 each.
Dang.
Me and my wife. That's not including $20 to park.
Mm.
In that moment. Man.
How dare you talk about my people, the clowns.
Okay.
Y'all ain't right.
They're not right. You in the crew now.
Uh-huh,
you ain't right.
Yep, you move right on.
So
in
$30 to get in.
She tried to slide on back to me like they not right.
Okay.
So we see how
that.
He is.
Right.
He 50.
I caught
he 50.
That. Mm-hmm. So $30 to get in for both of you.
No. $30 a piece.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. $30 a piece. $20 to park. When you got inside, you had to buy.
What was the equivalent
like
in
stuff.
Bulls?
Oh, man.
You had to pay 20 pesos when you got to the door.
What was the bull equivalent to get in?
Anyway.
Oh, they would have got in for like
64
free.
64 bulls?
No, free.
He's like 64.
I'm saying, I mean, I want to know from what they pay. What's the...
Well, my wife paid for both of us.
Sure. Okay. Got a sugar mama. Really? Okay, so once you got inside, you had to pay.
Well, let me tell you right now.
Snacks?
They got 2... lifesavers a piece. The little light up things. Them Jones was $10.
Uh-oh.
No snacks?
No, they ain't getting no. We took them to McDonald's and shit before we got to the circus.
You ain't put them in the bag?
No.
They were probably checking bags. It was the Armory. They was checking.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they were checking bags.
Oh, ma'am, get the hot dog out of your purse. Put it in the trash. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. But we got there kind of late. We were on CP time. But it wasn't my fault. It was my wife's fault. You know, we supposed to leave at a certain time and leave a half hour later.
Okay.
But we missed my favorite act, which is, you know, the big ball.
Interesting.
Huh?
Interesting.
Yeah, man. But I would think it would be at the end. But my favorite act is the all the ones on the motorcycle that get in the ball, and some of them be going around this way, and then some of them be going around that way, and on the motorcycles.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that the circle of death or something like that?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah,
man.
Ball of death. Is that what it is?
I think it would be a ball because it's like a loop or something. Loop of death? I don't know.
Something where death is involved.
Right. In loop you balls. Might fall off your bike. I get it.
But sponsored by Harley Davidson.
But they all live.
Yeah, hey.
For now.
But
were they Mexican too?
I don't know. We missed it.
You know you wanted to say CC.
I mean, last time I saw them, they were. It was Jose.
Oh, my God.
And Juan. I think it was a couple of the clowns,
so
too.
So Jose's a clown and he gets on the bike?
They're multi-talented. What are you going to do? You don't have, you know, that way you won't have to pay the motorcycle rider and a clown.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? It was
Warner Brothers Circus at your deal. Best.
Hey, okay. There you go. Don't hey, forget. If I had a circus and they could do all the, and as a matter of fact.
Don't forget that I pick oranges.
You know what? This in California.
Did you say pick oranges?
This in Cali. Okay, great.
I'm gonna mess with y'all today.
It is the circle of death. Then afterwards, we will do your roof.
Ooh. And remember to stay thirsty, my friends.
Quiero Taco Bell. But look, the trap.
We need the doctor bring it back to 76.
Can't let you forget.
Always drink more liquor, my friend.
There you go.
Okay.
It's always
did anybody else do anything this weekend? I mean, shit.
Okay, let me wrap it up. Okay. The trapeze dudes were good. Mm-hmm. Although I think, you know, they had different, you know, sections, but I think it was the same ones. They just put on different costumes.
Okay.
You know, they had the elephants and the camels. And the girl.
Don't tell me they dressed up as elephants.
No, they were actually real big pits.
You know there you go.
Saying?
I see.
Hey, you know,
from Langley Park.
Oh, you saw him too.
I used to live there. On Flower and Wabash.
Oh.
You remember?
Okay. All right.
Green card to go over there now.
Okay.
Damn. But it was okay. It was okay. Okay.
Welcome to my neighborhood. Make yourself at home.
Ah. But it was all right though. You know. It wasn't Ringling Brothers.
Damn it, Queen. Tell me you did something this weekend to stop this shit.
Well,
but I ain't tell y'all about the girl that was swinging on the sheets and shit.
Queen, tell me something. You did something this weekend.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh. One.
Y'all want to hear about the contortions?
I'm going to see her later if we can finish taping this show.
Carry on.
Right. Continue. Oh, god damn, what did I do? Oh, Saturday, I had a drinky events, and we did we tasted three white wines, three reds, and everyone was able to make their own cocktail. So it went really well.
I was supposed to go to that event.
Were you?
Yeah.
Who do you know? Well, don't tell me. Tell me on the break.
Okay.
Somebody, you must know one of my... you know what?
That's the safety code that you can't seem to remember.
The safety code.
Greatest story of ever.
Ever told?
Told us.
Mm.
About the college days and the trench coat.
How you used to be a flasher? Wait, what?
Me?
He said a trench coat. A flasher.
Uh-oh.
Those are synonymous. No. But anyway, whatever. But
the
yeah.
The only people I flashed like back in the day times. Were consenting adults.
Okay, great. Good to hear.
They were happy.
Well, I mean, so then that's great that you know, you knew about it, but you didn't come. But anyway, so it went really well.
And she said that.
And I meant it.
Uh-oh.
But it went really well. We got a great turnout. And yeah, the next one, we're trying to figure out the date for next month. So
copy that.
That's what I did on Saturday. Sunday was brunch with my peeps.
Ooh, very nice. Ooh.
Big Mike.
Oh, what did I do?
What'd you do?
I messed my brackets up all weekend long.
All right, everybody messed it up.
Like, all weekend long.
Yeah.
I was mad.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
I keep telling everybody just stay in it because everybody's messed up. It's,
That's what I hear.
And you might have to just see what points you got in the first round that might take you all the way through. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I guess that's the brilliance of it all. You know, in March Madness, I mean, it's just like whoever's day it is, that's the day it is.
Always, right. Always bet on baby blue because I'm still in it.
What about you, big man?
Shout out UNC. I ain't do much of nothing. You know what? This weekend robbed me of my energy. I had no energy. I had no chi this weekend.
Wonder why.
Maybe it was whiskey. Maybe it was copious amounts of whiskey.
And?
And vodka.
And?
Okay. Beer.
And?
Okay. Wine.
And?
Damn.
Shots?
Tequila. I feel like.
Okay. And?
Redheaded sluts.
And? Oh,
Jägermeister.
And?
Yeah, that's about it.
Okay.
There's nothing left.
Right. Pretty much. That's
easy,
a bar.
Easy.
Yeah.
But I learned a lot this weekend, though.
What'd you learn?
I learned that in a very short period of time, my car can go from 0 to 130.
Okay.
And it sounds great when it does it.
Outstanding.
Mm-mm-mm.
I can definitely tell you that.
Nothing like a V8.
All right.
But you know what? I got to hang out with friends this Friday. And you know, there's nothing like just playing hooky from work. And just saying, fuck that shit. I'm not going to do it.
Oh, that's right.
But yeah, you know, there was a Drew Baby sighting.
I know. Oh. I'm so mad I missed it.
There was a rather inebriated Drew Baby sighting.
You just going to put her out there?
Drew Baby. I think she thought she was in the studio recording.
Wow. It was like that?
Because she met 15WA's boo thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, just titties was in the face.
Oh.
Just,
she was motorboating.
I was like, wow. I'm like, Drew, you are still in show mode in public. It was great.
Wow.
Drew Baby is never far behind.
Drew Baby is. She never turns the show. I mean, it's always saying
Drew Baby TP is all the same thing.
It's just. Amazing. It was so good to see her.
I heard titties.
And she's doing good.
That's all I heard too. There you go.
Titties! No, let me give you guys an update. She's
Shout
doing
out to
really
my boo.
Good. She's really doing good.
Good.
You know, like I said, she was really dealing with a lot that had to take her away from the show and stuff.
Yeah.
And she is doing very well.
That's what I like to hear.
So if you guys would like to send an email, Jihad, on her to get her back to the show, send droopbaby.com.
I don't know her email address, but just send it to us, indeepshow@yahoo.com.
And titties.com.
You know what? That's probably a really...
That has to be
a site.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I feel some way she's affiliated with that
site. Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we waste enough time. Shall we start the show?
Let's do it.
Separate the good stuff from the junk, and then I brain bang the bump the phone girl. My name is Apples, and I rock your world. Wide, do your math. 30, 26, 36 and a half. I hope that you will realize I got the hazel eye to make it nature bad. Step in the back, step to the front. I come alive, y'all. I give you what you want. The rhymes I got plenty, degrees 120. And if you want some, to jump before it.
Myself, Queen, LATIFAH, and Command, Jersey was poppin'. in a remix, dropping big girl, big truck, big rim, whip off. Loxy for you, they got my back. Shut your lip up. Boom it, turn it up. We gon' burn it up. Take another pull and pass out on the furniture. Hip hop, part of me. I just wanna party. Grab somebody. Sing like the dotty. 87 Fila, soup to Deodora. 2K now, it's Isabella Fiora. Erica, Angie, me, Bahama Dean. Know it feels right, it's the.
King of chick in the game, get it done like me. I've been chose by G.O.D. to show the whole wide world a meaning of MC. Look, I be in love with a thing called hip-hop. We go together like B-boys and shell tops. And it don't stop, because I can't quit. My whole intention is to build in the uplift. I be the ultimate microphone deficit. Soloist with the Illadelph accent. A living legend, baby, throw me on the track and I'm guaranteed Bahama D, you get it cracking.
Belong to me.
Bester, you know what I'm saying? If I can knock that little man out the boat and you get to shaking me shit and you caress me and grab me real hard and shit,
you belong to me.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey. Hey.
All right. Hey. Hey, my man Hulk Hogan. Okay, now I'm pretty sure y'all heard by now. You know, I always start off like that. He had a sex tape.
What's up, nigga?
There you go.
You waiting for that, right?
You're right. Wait for it. He had a sex tape. Now, from what I hear, now I didn't do too much research on the story, so
what?
Y'all jump in.
Yeah,
as usual.
What you say?
Yeah. Now, from what I hear, he had a sex tape with one of his neighbor's wives or something like that.
Yeah.
That sound about right?
It was his friend, like a really good friend.
Okay. And from what I hear, the guy gave him permission to do it.
Es correcto.
Okay, okay. And from what I hear,
oh boy,
word on the street, Hulk Hogan had no idea it was being taped.
That's what they say.
Okay, all right, okay. So, you know, my sources were.
Turn this mic down, right?
Right. Okay.
Anyway, my man Hulk Hogan sued a whole bunch of people, and he getting paid real, real smooth too. Mm. Okay, he just scored $25 million. Okay, in punitive damages.
There's more to it, right? Yeah, you about to go through this?
Yeah, I'm breaking.
Okay, yeah. Okay, give me a minute.
Okay.
You know these sauces, you know. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, but just
okay,
hold
your
britches. Bump your brakes.
25.
Okay. All right. $25 million.
25,
okay.
25,
25.
Can I get 30?
Okay. And Gawker Media. Okay, has got to get this guy $15 million. Mm. Okay. Uh-huh. And the site's owner, Nick Denton, has to come up off of $10 million. Mm. Okay, now AJ Del Rio, okay, the editor that was responsible for putting the tape out there, $100,000.
That's all?
Okay.
$100,000?
Yeah. That's all so far. Okay. But the bulk of the shit that was awarded to Hulk Hogan was $115 million. For actual damages, which brings the total to $140 million thus far. Mm. Yeah, they saying some other shit can come up too, you know, but God.
I'm sorry, that's a lot of money for, I know it was a sex tape and he said the N-word, blah, 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 blah. So they're saying, you know what, you're going to leave him alone. Did he get it right?
How did he say it?
Huh?
How did he say it?
I think he was just, well... He was at.
Was it performing a sexual act or was?
I think they were just kind of either talking before or after.
I don't mind getting called a nigga when we're.
Well, no, he wasn't calling somebody. I mean, you know, it wasn't said during the throes of passion. It was like the after conversation. I don't know how she got him to start talking about something about niggers and blah 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 blah. Yeah, so it was like it was some racial shit happening. So that was one of the reasons why he got a lot of money, and he actually might get more money because, you know, that caused him to lose his job with the WWE, right?
Right, exactly. Oh. Exactly.
So they said what? How much did they say he stands to?
I think half a billion or something like that.
Wow. Which is ridiculous.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, come on now. You like old as shit.
Is.
So you're not going to make that much money with WWE. You're just not going to do it.
Well, you never know.
You are not going to make $500,000 as old and crusty as you are. I'm just saying. You just not.
Yeah. Okay.
Nobody wants to see you keep ripping your shirt off. We don't want to see that no more. Thank you.
But hey, what about endorsements, commercials?
No.
You
messed up.
You messed up?
Mm-mm. Oh. We don't want to see that no more anyway. So it's okay.
Hey. Well... I just hope he does his thing. And
I'm just saying, Erin Andrews didn't get that much money, and somebody like was all up in her stuff, her business. You know what I'm talking about when I say Erin Andrews, right?
No.
Yeah. Okay, great. That's the female sportscaster that had the guy that put the camera up to her peek hole in the hotel.
Right.
But she's not going to see all that money though,
right?
Because that guy, one, he did it to make money.
Right.
So more than likely he doesn't have that much money. And then of course then the hotel, she's, you know, they're part of the suit as well.
Right.
So it's like you're gonna sue them, you're gonna sue him, and you know, they're gonna keep tying it up in court and tying it up in court. So she might not even actually see any money.
Especially with lawyer fees.
You know what I mean?
That shit up.
Hello?
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. For you to get like that much money and possibly get like $500 million, that's fucking ridiculous.
So how much you think?
What?
You think he should be okay with 140 and shut the fuck up and going on?
Absolutely. He shouldn't even be getting that much money to me, but I mean, whatever. You know, the jury said, hey, this is what we think you should get too.
He's the Hulkster.
Alright.
Whatever. He's a real American.
Hulkster indeed.
Well, you know, brother.
Right, I'm just saying.
Right.
Right. That's who he is, but
well, the people that put it out there should have thought about that shit before they put it out there, though.
They thought about it. They were trying to make some money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was a setup. I'm sorry. I didn't even see the tape, but oh yeah, he wouldn't have been talking that reckless if he would have known he was being taped. He wouldn't have talked that reckless. But that's what he gets. You can't go around trying to do it to your best friend that's not really your best friend, neighbor, or whatever, with their wife.
And, well, he said it was all right.
But I'm saying, go to like somewhere else. Don't. I heard they did it in their house.
Oh, yeah?
Go to a hotel. Go to bring them to your house.
So, well, you're saying this was like planned?
That's what I think. I think they set them up. But I didn't see the tape, but that's from my sauces.
Sauces.
From my sauces.
So you think after Hulk gets his 140, he going to break them off a little?
No.
Something?
Uh-uh.
So, nah.
I'm sure they made money. But anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway. Like we said, my man stands to make half a billion dollars. Because apparently some more people old, you know, they're going to go after some more people. I don't know. AB, I want to pay homage to Nate Dogg. I got a few little facts down here I'm pretty sure everybody knows about, but I'm going to break it down anyway. Now, what they're saying is, this is the reason why they call Nate Dogg the realest OG. Okay, now we know he died of a heart attack. Okay, but what they're saying is he had several heart attacks before, you know, the last one, you know, kind of took him out. So what they're saying is that, you know, before passing away, he had the strokes and everything. You know, he loved his family, he loved his friends, and he battled with heart attacks for a long time before the last one took him out. But you know, it was like after he had a heart attack, he still just stayed in there. He kept doing his thing and everything. So that's pretty cool. And they're saying even after, you know, he's gone, that people are still going to admire his music. People are still going to, you know, keep his legacy going. And another thing they're saying,
say legacy or Lego set?
Legacy man. Okay, and
you remember what happened last time you talked about Nate Dogg?
Okay, yeah, but that was fucking the fourth episode of the Idea Show, man.
Damn, he knew which one too. Shit?
I'm just saying, dog.
Wow,
damn, because they dog had died, right? And
he had died,
and I forgot.
How you forget?
Yeah, you forgot.
I didn't know. That's what it was. I didn't know, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mr. Mike Mann, first time on the show, man.
I apologize.
Don't apologize, because I'm like, that's your job apologize. To know that Nate Dogg died.
That was my fourth
diagnosis,
so I was new. I was new, okay? I was new into the media business.
So, okay, let's go.
Now I have experience.
Okay.
I still don't know.
Shouts out Harvey Levin.
Right. I'm a lawyer. Show 240 something. And you just now getting it right. I know that's right, but
moving
wrong.
Okay.
I'm a Negro.
Okay. Right. Okay, we all know Nate Dogg was real tight with Warren G and Snoop Dogg and everything. They put out some little smooth stuff.
Are they related to him? Warren G?
Warren G is related to Dr.
Dre. Right.
Jesus.
And yeah. So
Nate Dogg
was a weed handler that just could carry a note.
Wow.
I'm just asking, though.
Okay.
I feel like he was related to somebody.
I think he was related to somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Somebody had to get the $7,000 in royalties that came after
that. He said $7,000.
That's all? Damn.
Didn't he have a Cadillac?
He's black. Of course he did.
Lowrider.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
With
but 10, anyway,
Mexican clowns coming out the back. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Okay, someone
that. Okay. But anyway, they're pretty much just going on to say that they hope that the young guys, you know, that's coming up, the rappers coming up these days, will, you know, take some notes from Nate Dogg, because he was one and only. Whenever you heard Nate Dogg's voice, you knew it was Nate Dogg. He put that smooth little rap with the R&B type of smooth thing in it. It was pretty smooth. So,
I see what he's saying.
I thought he always sang.
That nigga was a singing ass.
Yeah. I mean, he was saying like R&B, singy, rappy kind of. I'm trying to help you. Help me to help you.
Killer hooks.
Okay.
Killer hooks.
Yeah. Something like Bone Thugs and Harmony do that same type of thing on certain. A little singing, rapping type of thing. You don't think so? Okay. Anyway, that's why they were saying that Warren G is one of the realest OGs out there, man.
You mean
Nate?
Well,
they just saying that because
Nate
no
Dogg's
more.
One of the realest OGs. What'd I say? Warren G.
Okay, Nate Dogg.
Okay. All right. Very well. You. Okay.
All right. Hey, y'all. Modern Family. That's a show we like to watch before we get on air for you guys out there that don't know. That's one of our favorite shows. But anyway, the creator, Steve Levitin, okay, he's going through a horrible divorce right now, okay? His wife filed for divorce back in January, okay? Now we didn't know this about, this is what she says, though. It's all alleged. We didn't know Steve was aggressive and abusive and all this kind of stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. But my girl's saying, you know, she don't want Steve to come over the house anymore.
Can we just jump to the price tag?
Okay, it's at the bottom. Let me get to it.
I didn't even know the story, but I can hear the way that it's reading. There's a price tag involved.
And there is.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
the thing is, when he was making $20,000 a year, she was bragging to his girls about how she loved how he choked her out while having sex.
Oh, wow.
Okay. But now he's worth a few million. It's aggressive. I want a divorce.
Ooh.
And give me half that shit on the way out the door.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true, but okay.
Yeah, let me wrap it up real smooth. Then I'm going to ask y'all a question and see how close y'all get to it. Anyway, yeah, my girl's saying she want to have a restraining order. She don't want the guy to come to the house. Okay,
wow.
She says he comes to the house uninvited. He shows up, and then when he gets in there, you know, he try to strangle her out and shit's like,
dang.
Man, she's,
oh, I was like,
but
what?
She said he's aggressive.
Hold on. You know. They married, and he comes to the house uninvited. I'm sure his name is somewhere on that property.
How about that?
But they're getting a divorce, though, and if she has a restraining order because he's crazy, if that's the case. But.
Okay.
Courts of some fellas watching.
But anyway. Steve says her lawyers have adopted a scorched earth policy that's ruining his reputation. Okay. Now, he says we have so many millions of dollars. There's no reason to have this type of animosity. Okay, now that sounds good. That sounds good, but my girl said, "Nah, that ain't good enough. I don't want you to come over the house. I don't want you to do shit.
I don't want shit. Just your money.
Yeah, pretty much. But anyway, how much do y'all think this guy? Now he's the creator of Modern Family. How much do you think this guy gets paid per month?
I feel like he does other shows as well, so I will say. I'm going to go somewhere between 5 and 1 million.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say probably 475,000.
Nigga, why don't you say $1?
Like the game show. Huh?
Right.
What do you think, Mikey?
I think I'm going to go with at least probably 1.5 million chokes.
The views of Mike, not necessarily right, those of right. Deep Show.
They don't need to know what you do in your bedroom, Negro.
I'm unemployed with or affiliated with the Deep Show.
Okay, so?
Consensual chokes are fun.
Oh, that's okay.
All right. Official Doc Show, 2.4 million per fucking month, man.
Damn.
I don't believe it.
I can believe that because you have some people that make 1 million, like actors, make 1 million per episode. Remember
you
when.
Said a month.
I'm saying. I can, that's why I said
say
I can.
That name of that show?
Well, it used to be.
Was it Seinfeld?
No, it was. Was Friends? Charlie Sheen did it.
Yep. No doubt.
Friends were making a lot of money towards the end, but Charlie Sheen made $1 million an episode.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I know Sofia Vergara is making a whole shit ton of money.
I can see an episode, but a month?
I mean, that's not a lot, but
he's
still.
He's the creator, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I can see him doing that.
Now, you know what? Another question that arose when I read that. Mm. Okay, now, if you're the creator of a show, right? Okay, that was your initial thing.
Mm-hmm.
After that, do you have to really sit down and write episodes, or do you have a staff to write episodes?
There's always a team of writers.
There's always a team of writers.
But you can still have some input on it.
Right. But right. I'm just saying, how much work do you really have to put into a show after you actually created and you got the writers pretty much knowing what they got to do?
It's actually very detailed. You know, when you come in, I mean, by you being the creator and you sit down with the writers now, most creators become executive producers as well, so they can continue to get those royalties and stuff like that.
Break that shit down, man. that boy,
all of this information is available on research.
You saying Google?
I apologize, doctor. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, the listeners need to. I know this stuff.
Slight effort.
The listeners need to know.
Right, that was kind of you.
Yeah, that'd be like that. I'm just not for real, though. I'm just saying, I mean, baby.
Right, I mean, but I agree with Big Mike. He's probably doing other things, and like I said, I feel like he has other shows under his belt too.
Right.
So
now that's what I'm saying. Now, after I created it, I did a few seasons of episodes or whatever. All right, you pay me my $2.4 million a month, and I'm going to go and create some other shit. I don't think I need to. Y'all know what.
See, that don't happen off the break. That happens once the show. Three, four seasons. Well, however many seasons it takes you to get into syndication. That's when. So it ain't just create the show. All right, y'all, carry it from here.
Well, I will say I know that show Fresh Off the Boat. The dude who the show is based on, he pretty much, I think it was the first season he was on board, but then he said it just started to turn into something that wasn't about him.
Right.
So he was just like, I'm out. Like, that's you doing some trash. I don't want to be bothered with it.
If you want to separate yourself, then you'll.
Yeah.
You orchestrate a buyout and what have you.
I mean, his name is still on it, so I'm sure he's still getting some ends, but he probably isn't helping, the day-to-day writing or anything, affiliated with that way. But Fresh Off the Boat is funny, too. So.
Yeah.
I think it's cute. It's funny.
I try to get into it, but it doesn't work.
Okay, great.
It reminds me too much of work.
Well, all right.
Okay. Wait, day or night?
Day.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, that's a wrap for my diagnosis. We got a whole lot of more stuff coming up. Y'all stay tuned. We got Big Mike.
Bobby Caldwell, and you're listening to the In Deep Show.
All right, welcome back. Yeah. Big Mike.
Hey.
I just want to say thanks again for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
We appreciate it.
I appreciate you.
Thank you. All right. So we're going to get into some feedback right now.
Okay.
And you guys know to hit us up, indeepshow@yahoo.com or 202-750-1437. That's 202-750-IDS. Look at you.
Yeah, I knew that.
I mean,
it only took you like 400 episodes, but that's cool.
There you go. Hey.
All right. That's
baby
what's up.
Steps.
Nice. All right. Let's get into this feedback because today's question,
you're just ready.
You know, you and I, we kind of had this talk that when people send their shit in, we do it in order. But every now and then, I got to pull somebody to the front.
Okay.
So I apologize.
That's fine.
For everybody to send their question in.
This better be good.
I had to pull this one out.
All right, feedback first, question second.
So let's get back into the first voicemail of the evening.
Hey, crew. What's up, Big B? The Doc. Damn it, Gina. Queen, what's going on? That topic today really hit home for me. It brought me back to my early days as a young man in high school, matter of fact, in 12th grade, I met a young lady the first day of school, as a matter of fact. She looked back at me and did a triple take. And ever since then, we hung out together, started dating, and things got a little serious. But she told me from the beginning that people were going to say things about her that wasn't true. And, you know, she admitted that she had one summer of what she called, you know, a change in her life, and she was trying to find herself and this and that, and that she was different and that she didn't do things like that anymore. So it was cool with me at the time, and I was cool with it until my friends got wind of me dating this girl. So, of course, everything she said, they said. How she was this, how the whole football team ran through her, how the whole basketball team ran through her, how she gave this dude head, that dude head, and did all of these wild things. So me, as a young, impressionable person, bought into all of that. And I did the most cowardliest thing I've ever done in my life. I wrote her a breakup note and put it in her locker. She found the note, found me, and cussed me out in the cafeteria in front of everybody, saying that she really, really liked me and that she was not the girl that they were talking about. She changed, and she wanted to have something special with me, and I messed it up. So she turned her back and walked out, and I've never had another chance with her again. That experience kind of molded me and how I see love today. I will never... in my life, let anyone else dictate my feelings towards someone else, if they like them or not. So, just a good tip is, of course, like everyone on the panel, when they were speaking, I agree with you 100%. Love who you love. Like who you like. Don't let anyone tell you if they're good for you or bad for you. You decide that on your own. And that's pretty much all I got to say, man. And great show today. Can't wait to hear you guys next week. I'm out. Mobile Greek.
Mr. Greek.
Wow. Quinn, I don't know if you remember when... I'm not comparing the two in the sense that they're the same. But remember when... when Drew Baby dropped that bomb on us, on the topic question, you know, this kind of was like, wow, you know what I'm saying? Definitely not on that magnitude.
Okay, I know which one you're talking about. Yeah,
but man, yo, Mobile, definitely appreciate you sharing that with us. And I mean,
that was real.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That is, and I guess just to bring you up to speed, Big Mike, you know, we last week in our discussion, you know, we sort of just put the hashtag out there, shut the fuck up and be in love. You know,
I
what
like
I'm saying?
Because
we look for so many reasons and so many excuses to find reasons not to love the person that's right there loving
right,
on us.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? Whether
right.
it's fucking Housewives of Atlanta loving hip hop, fucking world star, her friend, your friend. It's just all these damn distractions to just not be in love. And I don't give a fuck if they not the right person. You know what I'm saying? Guess what? We're all not going to have that storybook romance. We're not all going to ride off into the sunset with our Prince Charming or our queen. But if our moment of happiness is a few weeks, a few months, a year, why the fuck rob yourself of that behind some bullshit?
Right.
Shut the fuck up and be in love, man.
Right.
Take that moment. If that's your love, if that's what you feel, I don't give a fuck what the next person has to tell you. Just be in love And if you really got real friends, they'll support you in your moment. Even, they might know that the person you dealing with is the hoe of the week. Mm. But you know what? If what I'm feeling right now is what I'm feeling, support me through this shit. And when I fall on my face and I got mud, be the first friend to wipe my face off and dust me off and stand me back up.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
But so many times we cower down to the situation and we lose out on opportunities.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
The only thing I wanted to say real quick, and Big Mike and Doc, is that I respect him a lot for being honest with himself and saying, you know, he liked it, did her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No bullshit.
But he messed up.
Right.
Because all the chit chatter in his ear telling him, you know,
you should have messed it with her. But look,
I mean, but seriously, right, I know, right? But I mean, for real, but that he was honest enough with himself and said after a minute, and he, you know, stood back and was like, look, he really liked her. He messed up. He couldn't deal with that situation. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The letter. I'm gonna even give you a pass on the letter because you were young. Right. And that's what we did back in the day. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because nowadays it would be
the same thing.
You know what I'm saying? It would have been a text if it was like today,
right.
2016, and you were in high school or what? I think he said high school, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, so you probably would have sent her a text that was like, ooh, yeah.
But you know what? You know what, Mobile Greek, and I apologize for him. But just on that point right there, there's nothing wrong with writing your thoughts and feelings down. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? It's, you weren't so necessarily a coward. You know, I don't know. Well, let me not judge. I don't know. You may have known what you wanted to say and was like, fuck this. I ain't going to say it to her face. I'll just do this. But for anyone that might be listening out there, you know, there's nothing wrong with writing your feelings down. You know what I'm saying? Because I mean, that's
but
not
an
necessarily
email being like today, which would be a letter, an email, or a text.
Right.
Now, if you did that today, no.
Right.
No. But I mean, back then, again, in high school, I think that was fine because you know you probably didn't really know how to tell her to her face, like. Ugh.
But still, even today, if we're in high school and you do that, it's all right, dog. But if you over 25 and you still sticking letters in mailboxes and sending emails and
I swag. Yeah.
You know,
I got a story.
Okay,
I got
I like stories.
Stories.
Am I got harmonica?
I like stories.
Nah. This check this one out. Now check this one out. I was going with this girl. All right, now this
that was a long time ago because you said going with.
He said going with.
I remember that going. That's what you said back in the day.
I like that. I like that.
Back in the day, it was going with.
Definitely summer of 73.
Okay. Oh shit. All right.
73.
When you was 27.
Okay.
But anyway,
right.
Junior high school. Right. We dated all through junior high school. You know, I went over. We were never separate. I was over her house. If you want to know my house, I was over her house. All right. Tight family, tight like that. My mother, her father, everybody. We were good, right? Got to high school. I met this cheerleader. Me and my girlfriend, we were still tight. We were still together, right? Mm-hmm. I met another girl, you know.
A cheerleader.
You know, she had a few more qualities than my girlfriend at the time. Nope. You know.
Uh-huh.
And
preach.
I thought that the situation was relevant. And that was the first time I actually had to tell a woman face to face that, you know, look, I found somebody else. And the only reason I had to do that because all of us were in the same high school. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, it might have been a note.
I know what you're saying.
It might have been a note or the fact that I just ain't called your ass no more. But you know what I'm saying? But
we found out you were ghosting back in junior high school.
Hey.
Before ghosting.
But
it kind of hurt me because, you know, me and this broad.
It hurt you?
Listen to what I'm saying.
I'm sorry.
Hear me out.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The fact, I'm sharing.
That's what I said. I'm sorry.
You know, this is what I do. Okay. you know, on one side of me was like, oh man, you know, she been with you ever since junior high school, you know, 3 years. Now all of a sudden you moving on to another level. Now you want to, you know, let her go to be with this broad. And but like I said, that's the first time. I mean, I've done that before, but the proximity of the women weren't that close. You know, I still mess with you. And that's still messing up with
Right.
But I know y'all had no chances of seeing each other.
Right.
You know, but in this instance.
So it was Maryland and Virginia. You was good.
Yeah. Right. But.
Never shall the past. Well,
yeah. So I had to muster up the courage to just say, look, like.
That's it.
Know, that's it.
Okay.
I found somebody else.
Uh-oh,
you have something?
Oh, I always got something.
It's what you want to know.
Ooh.
All right, well, hold on. Let's drop this next feedback.
Okay.
Okay. Right,
so, we'll do it. Well, go ahead to your story then.
Because he got something.
Right. What you got, Big Mike?
Yeah, Mike.
Well, let's see. I'm going to keep it short and simple. How about that?
Okay.
Well, first of all, let me just say that I appreciate the fact that the caller was very transparent. And, you know, we need to be able to express ourselves a lot more today. I think that with this new generation, they have, I don't want to say they're lost, but I really feel like they have forgotten what it was to fall in love, to appreciate the little things such as writing a note.
Forgotten, you know? Or they don't even know?
Good question. I haven't taken a census, so I couldn't honestly answer that. But, you know, you do make a good point because, you know, when we were coming up, you know, it was like, okay, you want to be my girlfriend? You know, check yes or no.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Come on now. Come on now. I'm going to go back. I'm old school like that. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I mean, I believe in courting a female, you know.
That's what's up.
There you go.
You know, hey, that's a lost art. I feel like, you know, I think that when you text somebody how you feel, that really doesn't give the true essence of how you really feel.
Break it down.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean,
unless
you know,
you're a wordsmith like me.
I'm sorry?
Unless you're a wordsmith like me.
Well, you are the guru, sir, so I have to pay all homage and due respect to the Big B. I've seen him in action. Yes, he is no truth. Okay. He is truly Jedi, you know.
Hey, I accidentally texted the queen some show notes one day, and I kind of got lost track of what I was typing and shit.
Okay.
You know, 2 o'clock in the morning, she was scratching up my door. I was like, oh, wait a minute. I just want to let you know who was the guest going to be next.
Hold
week.
Up, Negro.
That sound almost like a love song, don't it? No, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Mm-mm. You're scratching at my door.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get into this feedback here.
Okay.
Now that the gremlins want to leave the studio for me.
Yo, indeed. It's BTG. So in regards of the last question, I feel that you must have some true friends. And of course, I'm assuming that you have to bring that person around. You have to bring that female or male around your true friends so they can know what the hell they're talking about when they are giving out opinions. Because sometimes it is good, you know, it is a good opinion. Sometimes it's just niggas just hate, depending on who that person is. You have a shitload of friends out here, but not all of them are your true friends. So, I think you have to listen to your friends a little bit, but if you know what you're doing, I mean, after 4 months, I think if you know what it is, then go ahead and shoot for it. You know what I mean? I'm gonna sit up there and I'm the person that, you know, proposed to my wife, after what, 2-3 months. So, you know, now the history helps, but at the same time, when you propose and you get married, that's a whole totally different ballgame. And like I said, sometimes it depends on what you've been through in the past. And your friends went through that as well, your real close friends. So, yeah, man, other than that, I just feel like the opinions do matter. The opinions do matter. And if, I don't know, I think they do matter. That was a tough one for me. that was a tough one because of my situation. Hell, I went ahead and did it without any nigga validation. I didn't give a shit about nobody. I just did it. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, at that time, I was going through a lot, and I felt like that was the right call. And then shit, 4 or 5 years later, nigga, we got, you know, got that white picket fence and a hot deal. So I don't know. You know, like I said, I think it does have a lot to do with your own personal past and shit like that. But yeah, listen to your friends, and you got to go home, turn on that lamp, and just break everything down and see if it's the right thing to do. You know what I'm saying? But friends matter, nigga. That's it. Andy, so. Where is my nigga James at? You know what? I think James got TNT problems. You know? I think he got some real-life TNT problems. But, yeah, whatever. Gina, you did him wrong. You did him bad. All right, I'll holla at y'all, man. I love y'all. Talk to y'all later.
All right. So that was our family member, BTG. You know, he was chiming in from the question from 2 weeks ago because, you know, he had to get the astronauts and the forget that yo, and he had to get the Pisces life, and, you know, he had to get all that feedback in before he got our Black feedback A's. In 2 weeks later. But, you know, we do that for y'all. We will play your feedback from the topic that we talked about in episode 4 about Nate Dogg's death. Mm-hmm. We'll do that for you.
Hey.
And that's all that's important. No, part of me feels like I want to take a break before this question, but we're not going to do that. We're going to go right into it.
Okay, let's do it.
All right.
Let's ride. It's a tough one. All right. I'm holding on 1 second. Let me get my shit together here.
It's a tough one? Really?
It's a tough one. I ain't even going to lie because when I read the email, I was like, wanted to just instantly start typing like, hold on, dog. I said, damn, I got to wait for the show.
Okay.
I gotta wait for the show. So hold on, let me get some.
I'm intrigued.
Me too.
All right. So, I'm gonna skip the pleasantries. Mm-hmm. The person that wrote in, gentleman. He had compliments for Damn It Gina.
We missed you, boo.
Definitely. Congratulations on her situation.
Yes. Hope you feel better.
He clearly he's been a longtime listener.
Is it James?
Because he says that Doc is actually getting current.
What?
And I was like, oh, all right. Well, damn.
Okay.
And he wants pictures of you.
Oh, that's what's up.
Why
are you on the...
I shot that down.
So. Facebook.com/
Don't even listen to it. There ain't no pictures over there. There ain't no pictures. Don't even go there.
That's where I am. You can see me.
Don't even go looking on there.
What you look like?
But you know what I noticed about his email, though? he ain't had shit to say about your man, Big B, though.
Okay.
What? Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Can I get an allaboutme.com?
That nigga. Well, he said something about the other two, too, so definitely not all about you.
Oh, about her
But it was nothing about me, though, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I figured when I kept reading, there would be something about me at the bottom about, you know, about how I am.
And Big B. Okay.
The crazy glue.
I read it all because nothing was about
you. It's amazing. You read anything.
Okay.
Even in your diagnosis. But
it's current.
After show 246,
that's all right. I finally got it right. Damn it,
he is relevant.
That's right.
But you know,
okay, go ahead.
If my man's situation,
what he look like,
wasn't as I can't even find another word. Fucked up.
Okay, never mind.
As it is,
I take back what I said.
I would definitely like. You know, email him back. Like, when you got something better to say about me, then we'll talk about it.
I told you.
Oh, my.
But I'm going to let him slide with that.
Okay.
So, check this out. My man says that he's been in a relationship for 3 years.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, okay. What in the world?
And he knows, or he has known beyond a shadow of a doubt, that he has found Mrs. Wright.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. And he was like, he's at that point where he's ready to make it official.
Okay.
Now, you know me, Queen. I'm already welling up. I'm like, black love is happening in front of me and shit, right?
Right.
In deep show,
somebody shut the fuck up and just was in love.
Okay.
There's a gag hold on this. Shut the fuck up. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Well.
He said in a lighthearted conversation with his soon-to-be fiance slash wife, she said that when they get married, she wants to hyphenate her name. Now, that may be an issue for a lot of people. For me personally, and I'm just going to throw this out there right now, like, if you are someone who your name is established in what you do, i.e. a teacher or someone famous or whatever, I dig it. Hyphenate your name. Okay?
Come on,
her
son.
Reason
Come on, son.
For hyphenating her name is because she wants to continue to pay respect to her previously deceased husband.
Wait, did she have Chomes with them? Sharon's? You don't even know that part.
He didn't say?
Okay. No, I mean, I'm going to say it's going to sway my answer. That's why I was asking. So.
IDS crew, for the sake of the Most High, how do we feel? What are we going to tell this gentleman that is about to embark? He is on the precipice of proposing to his woman and making her his wife, but she wants to hold on to the memories of her past husband to the point where she's not gonna keep her name, she's gonna keep his name and add his name.
Wow. Well, the first thing I would want to know is, what did this dude do to you that make you want to hold on to his last name like that? I mean, if you can explain to me why, and it seems logical to me for some fucking reason, that if you can tell me, you know, well, you know, we both got shot on 22nd Street and we were laying beside each other and we both pull through it, or tell me something, you know. I need to know why. I need to know why you want to keep this dude's last name, even if they had kids. Come on. I don't tell me something. Like, but other than that, But it wouldn't be a deal breaker, though. I mean, if I love you that much, and we feel, you know, like the relationship's gonna work, and we can work past that name shit, I would do it. I would do it if the reason is legit. I don't know.
The reason. Uh-huh. So, do you feel that reason is legit?
What reason?
She wants to hold on to his name.
No, what I'm saying is I need to know the reason.
That's the reason. There's nothing more to it. I want to hold on to his name.
He wasn't shot. She wasn't shot.
All that 22nd Street.
All that extracurricular shit. No.
Nope.
She wants to just hold on to the memories of her deceased husband.
Uh-oh. Okay. But can I ask her another question? Can we put another part to it like you usually do? No.
Not yet.
If I die, are you going to keep both of our names then?
Mm. But it's so irrelevant.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Big Mike.
You know. So you cool with it? Hold on before we go to break. You cool with it? Just go ahead and rock that nigga's name?
Yeah. I'm not going to. If I love her and she loves me, man, if she want to keep the name, yeah.
All right. Big Mike?
Well, I got to chime in on this one. I just got to be honest with you. I'm going to keep it real for the brothers in the street. Oh, hell no. Okay. Hell to the no. Okay. Let me just say this. I'm just going to keep it brief and keep it real. All right. If you don't have no children and it's not your father's name, no. Because when you get involved with somebody, like prime example, I just want y'all to know, I'm be transparent with you. I'm engaged to a wonderful, wonderful,
yes.
wonderful,
hashtag beautiful black love
black woman. Okay, Kimberly Taylor.
Oops, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I
did
assumed.
I just say a name? Oh yeah.
No, I assumed it was black love. I mean, it could have been.
Oh, it is
Asian
black love.
Or...
It is black love.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
So, but anyway.
So it's Carmel.
Love. I didn't know what. I just met him today. I don't know what it was.
It's
so
all
that's
good. It's
I assume
good.
That's what's like. Ooh, wait a minute.
When I walk in the door, eyes to the flow. But anyway.
All right. Now.
Anyway, no, but I have to celebrate black love because of the fact that when you're dealing with me personally, okay, and I feel like I can speak for at least 80% of the brothers out here.
All right.
If you're doing everything that you're supposed to be doing, you representing everything that you're supposed to do, you being a good man, a good father, a good soulmate, everything like that. Now, no offense to the brother that passed on. You know, I feel like she should remember him
Wait,
and relish in the fact.
You didn't say he was dead, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh, right. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. You did.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I went to Mark about the shot, getting shot. So
oh, no problem.
Off.
At Crystal Skate or 22nd Street?
Crystal Skate.
No, but.
Boy, you.
No, but go ahead. I'm sorry. Go
you
ahead.
Know where everybody gets shot at.
Hey. I lived it.
He
but
been
anyway,
around.
That's another story.
But I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But no, seriously. Like, we've had a conversation with me and my lady. You know, we've talked about. You know, would you be mad if I carried on my... Let me tell you something. As a black man, it is the utmost importance for... I mean, a true, real black man, okay? Not somebody that's out there in the street cutting up and doing all this other nonsense. But somebody who takes care of their family, who is a role model to their children, okay? Who appreciates black love, okay? It is the utmost importance for your lady to take on your name when you get married, okay? Because you are representing each other. You are as one. And I don't want to quote any scriptures or anything like that, but when you leave out of your parents' house and you go into your man or your woman's house, you become one. So therefore, I don't want nobody else's last name. You know, I've already had a conversation with my lady to where is that when we get married, it's either my last name or her maiden name. Hyphen my name. There will be no other person's last name, whether she was married before or whatever. No, I'm not having that.
I respect that. I mean, I honestly can't say anything about that because I know if I got married right now, I've never been married, but I want to keep my last name because I want to honor my father. So if it would be my last name and his last name, it didn't have to be hyphen, whatever way it goes, because it's like if you want it to be one way in the alphabet, you know, when you look on like a participant list, if it's hyphen, it's one way. If it's not, then it goes this way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I understand that and I respect that. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, if you want to keep a man's name that you were married to and he's deceased and you're like, no, I want to keep it because he's deceased, girl, no.
Yeah.
No, boo. That means you're holding on to something and you need to let go and let God and work something out that happened and whatever happened in that last relationship, let go. Maybe seek a little bit of counseling or something so you feel okay mm-hmm. with letting that go.
Right.
But you need to focus on your new relationship and your new man.
Right.
And even if you have kids with the deceased, you know, husband, it's fine for the kids to keep that same last name mm-hmm. because that, you know, those were his kids. It is fine.
Right.
And if the new man is okay with you keeping, you know, the kids having the last name, cool. But No, I'm with y'all. Mm-hmm. You either go back to your maiden name and, okay, go back to your maiden name.
Won't he do it?
Won't he do it? Go back to the maiden name and then, you know, your new man's name if you want to. Or just be like maiden name if that's how you're known out in the streets, depending on what your career is.
Yes.
So. Pass the offering.
Yes.
Sister, I'd like to thank you for that testimony.
You're welcome.
Yes.
You see, for everything Sister Queen said, you know, if you're holding on, you're holding wrong. You see what I'm saying? You see, if you have a man that's there, that's going to lighten your burdens.
Take your time.
Going
Take
to it. Carry your load. Going to walk not only beside you, but with you, but carry you. There's no need to hold on.
Yes.
You see, we all remember back in the 90s when we was partying, we was carrying on, and then the Vogue said, hold on to your love.
To your love.
Hold on.
But so many times we feel that we should hold on to things we shouldn't hold on to.
Yes,
I've gone through many trials and tribulations. I've been through highways and byways, crossroads.
Yes.
And I know certain things you just let go.
And the crossroads.
You see, if you want to bring his last name into your current situation.
Situation.
No. Where is it going to stop?
When is it going to stop?
What's going to stop you from bringing just a whole nother man into your current situation?
Oh. What's going to stop you?
Polyamory.
I mean, you figure, I got away with it once. Why don't I get away with it again? Why can't I just say, hey, this is his brother, and I love him like I loved him, so I'm going to love him like I love you.
Why can't I?
You see what I'm saying?
That's a whole different...
Just let him roll.
And it just carries on, and it matriculates, and it mutates, and it breeds a whole nother being. You see...
You say pop the trunk.
You see, I don't have a scripture here for this here, but what I would like y'all to do, I would like y'all to Google Mr. President and the First Lady, not of the United States, not the Obamas, but of the beautiful bald eagles in the D.C. Arboretum, and watch how they work as a team to raise these youngins. Watch how they work as a team. There ain't no hawks. Flying into this nest.
Yes.
Giving love and support. It's just these two wonderful specimens.
Yes.
Working together to raise these two beautiful children that they are raising.
Yes. Sasha and Malia. God
damn it. DC 2 and DC 3. Not Sasha and Malia. We're not talking about the Obamas.
We don't know their names yet.
DC 2 and DC 3. So, with that, I'm going to close out my sermon by saying,
cherry blossom.
To hell
that was
with In Vogue. Don't hold on.
Don't hold on.
You see. Like I said, if you hold on, you hold wrong. Let it go. Let it free. Let it go. Get you a picture. Take the program from the funeral. Fold it up. Put it in your purse. Take it out at lunch and look at it every now and then. And have wonderful memories of what you had with that past man. Don't do it in front of your current man, because it's my special. But that's
speaking time.
Neither here nor there. Saints and sinners, this is Pastor Offering. Out. So yeah, like for me personally, man, I
you're like, no.
You ain't going for a pimping.
I mean, you know,
you ain't going for it.
Nigga.
Right. I already know.
I'm saying, you want to do what? You want to hold on to who? Hold these nuts. Wait, huh?
What? Say it again.
That's
say
how you
again.
Got to the ring. What?
Oh, oh! I mean, I'm saying, you
tell
know,
it.
We all have our own little personal quirks in our relationships or whatever, but if you want to hold on to his name, I'm going to need you to
hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more.
All right.
I can't do it. It's just, I can't do it. I can't be in public. I can't be at functions. I can't be nowhere and have to constantly see reminders of that situation.
That's right. That's right.
Not when the situation that I'm providing is making you happy. I can't do it.
Come on now.
All right. Talk to him. Nah,
I can't do that, bro.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. But you know what?
Don't be sorry.
Our opinion is just here in this studio.
There you go.
Deeps is, I, in the words of the immortal Dino Red, I plead to you.
No, we're begging.
We're begging, pleading. Which one was?
Begging, pleading.
Whatever.
Hey,
we're giving optional hand jobs. Whatever, however you want to say it. I mean,
are y'all
optional? He is.
It's just, one, two, me, three me. Dudes.
I don't do broke.
I mean,
no.
I'm just saying according to the masses.
Okay.
And what we this person needs help, man, for real.
Yeah,
and
all jokes aside.
That's our input that we give.
Sure.
And they came to us because of you all. And as much as they respect our opinion, you know, they listen to the feedback that you all give. And, man, please, send some feedback. Guide this person. Let this person know. You know what I'm saying? And all that good stuff. So, hey. Queen, where can they send that beautiful
information? Please help this person out. InDeepShow@yahoo.com. Again, or we like to hear your voice too. 202-750-1437. That's 202-750. Marky Mark.
IDS.
One IDS.
One IDS.
I was just trying to see if he was ready.
Okay. I wasn't.
He wasn't, but that's
was
okay.
Close.
You were close, but no cigar.
All right, so we are going to take a quick break. Are we going to take a quick break? Really? You got more shit to talk about? Do?
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks.
Awesome.
Queen has spoken. We'll be right back, y'all. Yo, what's going on, Deeps? This is your man, Big B. Look, we getting ready to close the show out. But we listen to the emails that you all send us, and we try as much as we can to accommodate all of the requests that you send us. So we haven't done this one in a long time, so we're going to do it right now. And I'm going to throw it first and foremost. You know, I'm because we got a guest, I'm going to throw it to our guest first, all right? Nigga, when the beat drops, drop some bars, nigga.
Freestyle. I got a freestyle. Oh, okay. All right, give me something funky. Give me something old school. You know how I roll. Yo, yo, Big B. Turn my headset up. Yo, it's crazy. I don't understand why it's so crazy. You know, some people they come off so damn lazy. But you know, I like to flip it and I like to kick it. And yo, I like to feel it cause I call myself the one and only. That's right, I'm not a dog and pony show. I like to flow, and yo, I like to go through the dough, eyes to the flow, cause you know, Memphis came in this bitch, I mean shit. Ooh, I got an itch on my back, I mean a scratch. Please take a whiff of this and move stitch. That's right, I don't know why, but I like to rhyme. Sometimes you may say it's whack, but I don't care, because I got this curly wavy hair. I don't have no Indian in my family.
Bars.
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 Thank you, brother.
Doc, you ready? You ready to book? You ready to go up to bat, Doc?
I am the Doc from the IDS show. I am sorry because I came in late, but from now on, I'll be at the gate collecting all the money and seeing all the honeys, because my soul is smooth and I will get the money. Hey y'all, check it out. We on here every Monday night, putting it down like we like. We got Big B on the mic. We got Charlene over here, right? Mike is a special guest star. It is house, but you know he is the star. We put it on every night like we do it, like we do. Now he just start the music and we gonna put it down like what? Because we do it. We got Charlene on the mic. Shoot it, shoot it.
All right.
I guess not.
That was that was Mike. That was Da. Queen Ray jumping this one?
No.
Wait for the breeze to drop.
First, let me drink my drink, because Doc keeps putting my government name out like he don't think. B's on the turntables on the one and two. Big Mike is in the chair on my left, and I don't even know what to do. But, wait a minute, hold up. Let me take a sip.
In the lips.
That's going to help me think. What do I do? I don't know. I just like to drink. Friends, sometimes you can't depend on them. So, strangers, they're the ones that you have to... Wait, what? They're the ones that you depend on.
How many of us have them?
Hold up.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you got more bars?
Yeah, no, I want to bring it in for my man, Big B.
Okay, bring it in.
I got to bring it in for him.
Bring. Save me.
You ready?
Queen, you know how I do.
You ready?
I cheat.
You ready?
It's better be
here
shit.
We go. Come on, Big B.
Check two.
Check two.
Scott. And the holly rap nowadays, y'all.
Bring an old top. School style,
check
baby.
I am your man, Big B. As you can see, we at the end of the show called IDS. Now, look, I know that didn't rhyme, but that's okay, cause it's just another Monday. Now, look, I am your man, Big B. I don't do the show alone, I got the crew with me. I got my man Doc.
Hey.
He brings it to you real. Well, he brings it to you how he feels. I got my man Mikey sitting in today. Damn Regina, where the hell she at anyway? Look, all hail to the queen. Not Latifah, my girl Neen. Now look, I'ma break it down like this. Everyone knows if they listen to the last show, I be cheating, so here we go. I throw a rhyme like a pitch jetting over the plate. Think that you're the big hitter, you swung too late. Thought that I was through, did something to you. To the very last count was just 3-2. Being all with individuals, we all are the same. I throw a strike, drop the mic, cause you're out of the game.
What?
See, I am the major leagues, other are minor. There is no one that could ever be finer. When it comes to rapping, you are obsolete. Throw down your microphone and walk away from the beat. This job is for a man, you don't qualify. I think that you was very dumb to even try to apply. And to think you tried to prove that you're irrelevant. I find it, look, check it, I say it again. Google that rhyme, you'll see I didn't make it up. I used to run it when I was a little runt.
Yeah.
Cause he wanted to get up in them guts.
Hey. It's still yours, right, baby. Right, it's still yours.
You hot, boy?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, I don't even know what the fuck I said, so.
In the building.
But that's what makes it hot.
Yeah.
That's what makes it hot.
Woo. Bars. Shout out to Forget That Yo.
Oh, Lord. That was fun.
That was fun.
Get distracted. But the beginning of that was all me, though. Y'all, you know.
No, it was. Totes.
We gotta get out of here, man. Mm-hmm. Y'all know what that music means. It's time to wrap it up.
Oh, it's great being here with y'all.
Thank you, Mike.
It's great having you, my brother.
Thanks for being here, brother.
Great fucking job, man.
With that being said, Doctor.
Let me see. One finger to all those motherfucking Donald Trump people that was down there at the Verizon Center, man. That's two. Too much, man. It was too much. It interrupted the job, the professional job that I do.
Right.
Every fucking week, man. Damn it. You added an extra fucking half hour to my day, but it's all good. It's all good, though. Y'all came down there. I don't know who was protesting, who was for Donald Trump, so I didn't know how to act. So, you know, y'all did y'all thing. Let me see. Two fingers to Warner Brothers, who did their thing at the circus, man. I know they didn't have the budget that Ringling Brothers did, man, but I think they did pretty good. For whoever said it was a ghetto circus, I think they did all right. But you know what was ghetto, though? The parking people, man. They could have had that shit a better arranged, you know, as having people coming in, going out at the same time. And then they had exits that was gated off, man. Let the people out that's trying to get out and bring the people in that's trying to
keep but people anyway. Free.
Yeah, you know. But, yeah. That's it.
Okay.
Queen.
Let me see. I would like to say, do I have a one finger? I'm a namaste that one finger. Right in somebody's. No, I'm kidding. Big Mac looked like, what?
Hey, did y'all see the hail that was coming down Sunday?
Well, no, it was like snow for me.
Hail came down. It had to be around 110, something like that. Little balls. Bah, bah, bah.
Oh.
Like, damn.
What noise did it make?
Bop, bop, bop. And I was in brunch. Yeah, it was at brunch. Yeah, so I didn't.
Yeah, brunch.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, so let's see. One finger. Like I said, I feel like I'm a namaste, that one finger. Namaste. I'm a woosah, that one finger out. So I will give my two fingers to everyone that came to a drinky event, you know, function. It was dope, and we appreciate everybody that showed up. And I'm also going to double two finger because Mark didn't do it. Woo, woo. The other one is for Big Mike for showing up today, and I hope you had a great time, and we really appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
We love when people come through. You know, it's a good time always.
Definitely. Thank you.
Big Mike.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's see. I got to do the one finger to I got to chime in with Doc. The Trump supporters, I feel like they have really gone overboard, because I feel like, well, this is my own personal opinion, I feel like these people that are out there causing all this mayhem and rhetoric, they weren't really voters at all, you know, but that's my own opinion. I want to give two fingers to the whole staff and crew here. I thank y'all so much for allowing me to come and be myself and
all right.
In. I love y'all, and I hope y'all allow me to come back because
we love you too.
You know, I just had such a great time, and I just want to thank you.
We enjoyed having you, bro.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, you were a good guest, man.
All right, thank you, sir.
You know, because a lot of people that come on as guests, they freeze up a little bit. Okay. They don't say too much, man. But you did your thing, though.
I appreciate that.
Did he blow?
I liked it.
He blowed.
You liked it. It.
Yeah. Did people still?
My dick is taking shots.
Booyaka, booyaka.
What that man said?
All right.
Crisis.
So,
Big B. Right.
So, Two Fingers. You know what? Two Fingers to my motherfucking friends. You know what I'm saying? It felt good to take a weekend and just cut the fuck loose with just no responsibilities. Nowhere to, well, I had somewhere to be, but I ain't go there.
Well,
wow.
Just told them to, you know, just kiss it. But I got to hang out with three groups of friends this weekend. I drank the first two under the table and, you know.
That's because I wasn't there.
Well, I tried to get you there.
You did.
I tried to get you. I did everything I could.
If I didn't have Saturday going on, I would have been there. You know me. Come on.
Bullshit.
And
no, for real. He know me. I would have been there drinking.
Queen of hurt people.
Food. I'm there.
Queen and I didn't watch Queen watch people throw up and just have this laugh like, damn, peasant.
Oh, that's cute. Okay. Come on. You ready to go back?
She put your foot on your chest and shit and just be like.
White people call that a boot and rally. Ooh. You throw up, you keep it moving.
Absolutely. I used to do me in Bellini's.
Oh,
Bellini's?
Wow.
What? Oh, was that a club?
That was, man.
Okay, you have to tell me about that.
Oof,
okay, tell me about that on the break.
So, that was that. One Finger. God damn it, so many of them.
Okay.
Well, anybody that's on my Facebook page, read my One Finger from Friday evening for whack-ass chicks that think they bartenders just because they know how to turn a bottle upside down and let liquid fall out of them.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not a bartender. If someone asks you what rye whiskey do you have and you talking about what's that, you're not a bartender. Okay?
Okay.
So if someone asks you, do you have ginger beer, and you say we don't carry that type of beer, you're not a bartender.
Did he give you a Moscato?
It was just bad.
Oh, man.
Okay.
There's anything wrong
with whole bunch of makeup, eyelashes that look like wings, and all your titties out does not make you a bartender. So, yeah.
I see that a lot these days. So. The old fucking Diana Ross jaws that flip. If you open your eyes wide enough, you can scratch your forehead with the motherfucking smile.
Yes.
Well, I say Drew.
There's life at the Mac counter. Yes. Yes, girl.
Yes, bitch. Yes.
Oh, man.
All right, look, man. We got to get out of here.
In this joint right now before it goes somewhere else. Exactly. Thank you.
No doubt. We got to get out of here. And as always, in closing, we like to say,
if God woke you up this morning,
you can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. You better get the fuck on out of my house, nigga. Out, God damn it. All of you out.
All right, Big Mike, it's your time to shine. Hold on.
Y'all are crazy. I couldn't help it.
thing ain't just freeze up on us.
No, no, it's all no. This, all this rap I got bars, but it's not the right song.
I don't got the instrumental for that, dude.
You ain't got to bring the instrumental. Bring the real one, because I sound better than Run anyway.
What?
Oh. Run, run, run. Run, run, run.
He serious with that shit.
Yo, I'm about to take y'all
there. I think
there.
You need to find
Yo,
them.
You hey, give me a 5-minute dolo. Throw whatever you got. I got it, son. I'm about to take y'all back. I'm the original light-skinned brother from the Upper Marlboro. Pretty motherfucker. I ain't like your ass no way. Anyway, let's go. Come on, Big B.
Let's go.
Hit him up.
Hit him up.
Let's get it. Let's get it. Come on. Rock, there is the higher. Sucker MC, they call me sire. I won't stop rocking, so I retire.
I won't stop rocking till I retire.
Now,
I
got ahead of the song. I got ahead of the song. Yo, 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 yo.